terms of Julius Thomas, what's kind of the evolution for you guys in year two that you see coming?
You know, I think just continuing, you know, I know I've talked about it a bunch, but continuing to build chemistry and get on the same page. You know, he's done a great job of wanting and accepting, you know, to work together, coming and asking, you know, what do I want, what do I like, and it's back and forth. I ask him the same stuff. But, I mean, I think every day that we come out here, he continues to get better. I mean, he never drops balls. He's got unbelievable hands, and he's continued to work on routes, and we're fine-tuning, you know, the stuff he does that we really like and want to, you know, continue to improve on, and really, you know, kind of in a sense of what we're trying to do with our offense and minimizing what we do and do it really well. It's the same thing with him and his routes.
Are you finding things like bread and butter plays with him?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's stuff that, you know, we're figuring out. You know, one-on-one with the DB, this is what we like. If it's, you know, man coverage versus linebacker or safety, this is what we like to do. So we're doing stuff like that, and we'll continue to learn and figure out, you know, what we both like and you know, what he does well and runs well and is comfortable with.
Jalen Ramsey not out here, but how different does this secondary look to you this year?
Good. I threw a ball yesterday that Gibson picked off, and he was almost on the other hash and came back and picked it off, which is pretty impressive. You know, so those guys are flying around. It's definitely it's cool to see them kind of thriving and you know what Wash and the defensive staff is doing and a little bit different stuff, and they've kind of you know taken that well and they've done a good job and they're definitely a really talented group.
Like you did some 2-minute hurry up the last couple of days. How much would you like to see that incorporated?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about it, and it's definitely something that we want to do more of. It was something, you know, 2-minute that we did well last year, you know, in most situations that we had it. And it's definitely something we want to do more of. You know, it's the second year in the offense, so guys should be able to kind of run our no-huddle offense and be more comfortable with it. And, I think we should be able to, you know, because it kind of keeps defenses out of a lot of stuff and simplifies it.
A lot of guys in and out of the offensive lineup for the offensive line. How hard has that been to kind of get the timing right?
You know, it's all been good. You know, it's kind of been a bunch of guys in there, a couple of guys hurt and rehabbing and stuff, but they've been awesome. They've been kind of rotating in and out and helping each other out. They've been getting a lot of reps, so it's good for them to get a reps because, you know, we don't have a whole lot of them. So they're rotating and they're gassed every day, but I think it's good for them. It's, you know, great competition, giving some young guys a chance to get some reps as well.
Nice to have Allen and Allen back.
Yeah, it's really good to have those two back. Definitely there's a comfort level with those two guys when they're out there and when I'm throwing to them.
Hey, Blake, you talk about expectations with this football team and how you say it's like night and day from a year ago. And then you see things like on NFL release a list of players ranking these you guys, and there's five of you guys in the top 100. What kind of things do you take from that? You were ranked 56th. It's a lot of respect from your peers.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, you know, to have multiple guys, you know, from our team, you know, looked at like that, you know, from our peers and teammates. It's pretty cool. But I know myself as well, as the rest of the guys that were on that list could care less. You know, we rather worry about what we're doing and what we're going to do as a team and that stuff. So I think it's cool. I think it's an honor, definitely, but I think it's pretty irrelevant.
Progression offensively from this week to last week. I know it's off season, but you see steps.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, day to day, you know, we've had a bad day here and there, but you know, today compared to Tuesday was better. Tuesday was bad, and then Monday in week one wasn't very good, and we finished the week strong. So I think the goal is to try and eliminate those bad days. You can have a bad play, you can't have a bad day. So I think kind of taking that mindset and you know, being consistent and executing.